Okay.
Cat Country 107.3. It's Friday morning. Our psychic friend Artie Hoffman is with us. Good morning, Artie.
Good morning, Mr. Joe Kelly. How's it going?
Well, it's going cold is how it's going.
I know. You're not kidding. It's freezing out there. I feel like I'm in Alaska now.
All right. We have Dina on the phone, and she actually, you've done a reading for her in the past, correct?
Yes. I did a reading for her. Well, I did a reading for her a couple of times, and I read for her. I didn't even realize that she, you know, when I just did a party with her at her friend's house a few weeks ago, and she says, you know, the reason why you're at this party is because of me. And she goes, you did a reading for me 8-9 years ago, and now she's going to tell you the story of what happened.
Dina, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Great. What happened 8 or 9 years ago when Artie first read you?
My cousin had a party, so we went, you know, it was supposed to be, you know, fun girls, whatever, day out. And I sit down, I meet Artie, and he starts telling me all about my kids and about my family, my brother-in-law, and all these things. And then he starts telling me the story about this man I'm supposed to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained him physically. He explained that he had 2 kids. He said I was going to meet him by through a business endeavor. He was going to come to me requesting my assistance. He said our first meeting was going to be at this restaurant that had windows in the back, and there's going to be a fish tank in front of you. He told me the relationship was going to move really quickly. It's going to be like 5 years of craziness, mad passionate love, crazy. And so he went on and on and on about how this was all going to happen. So
and of course you probably just laughed the whole time, right?
I totally did because
go ahead, Artie.
I was saying, because I described exactly his character also and the physical features, so go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He I'm not a big fan of hair.
Okay.
And he said, you're going to always be talking about, you know, that you have to shave. It's true that it happens all the time now. a couple of years had gone by, but every few months I would pop in the cassette in my car just to listen. And I'd be like, wow, he said this was going to happen to my brother-in-law. He said this was going to happen to my kids. And it started to all happen.
Mm.
And then 3 years later, a man approaches me in the gym. He asks me for his help in a business endeavor for his friends, actually. We set a meeting, and I don't know if you're familiar with Shogun Legends on Route 34 in Wall. So I go there, and there's windows behind me. There's a big fish tank in front of me.
Wow.
He comes in, shakes my hand, and I am speechless. Like, there was this energy that I can talk. And I was speechless for the first time in my life.
Oh, wow.
And from that moment on, he hasn't left my side.
Wow.
The other thing that I failed to mention was that when Artie was describing this man, he started talking about something else. He goes, wait a minute, who's Jeff? And I said, I don't know any Jeff. He said, his name is Jeff. So, needless to say, my husband's name now is Jeff. We met at Shogun Legends. Our first meeting was, again, in a restaurant with windows behind us and a fish tank in front of us.
Uh-huh.
It's been crazy, crazy love. I can't even describe it since the moment we met. He has 2 children. I have 2 children. So everything that Artie said actually came true. So,
Here's my question for you, Dina. If all this worked and worked well, why the heck did you want to get another reading?
Well, my husband actually went and had a reading too, and he goes, I'm a little nervous. What if he changes his mind?
The funny thing is that, well, she also said that I described exactly what he looks like, because I was talking to him also, you know, at this party that they just had, that I described what he looks like, his personality. I think I might have said what he did. I don't even remember, because I don't remember what I said, but I vaguely remember what Dee said to me and her husband. And so he looked at me when we were, you know, at this party just previous. He says, when I heard my name on that tape, he goes, I nearly fell off the chair.
Oh, wow.
He says, I could not believe that you were describing me. So, like, I was really flattered that he, the one who I predicted, he now wanted a reading from me, which, you know, for a guy to come see me for a reading, I feel kind of humbled because it's like, you know, it's usually a girl thing, but guys, you know, get it done too. What, you know, look at me, I'm the one who does it. And so I was giving him some really good, solid advice with his business and stuff, and he actually said to me, he goes, wow, he goes, you know something? He goes, I really appreciate it. He goes, you really opened up my eyes to see my life and my business through through different eyes and to see things. He said, I'm going to make these adjustments. And like I said, you know, whenever I tell anybody anything about anything, you know, it could be love or business or whatever, it's given to me spiritually, like I do every week when I'm with you, Joe. And but when I'm in a session, and everyone gets a recording, that's another cool thing. You get to re-listen to it and re-listen to it and re-listen to it, and that's why I still use the cassette CDs, because with the cassettes instead of a CD, because CDs scratch and CDs don't last forever. And if you want to stop at a particular point of the tape, you could, and with a CD, you have to listen to the whole thing. So that's why, everybody who's listening, I still use a cassette, and I'm not changing it.
All right, we're about out of time, but Dina, thanks for joining us. It's been a pleasure. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Right, thank you.
Thanks, sweetheart. I appreciate it.
We're really running overtime here, Artie, but if anyone would like to get a reading with you, what do they need to do?
Well, really quickly, we gotta wish Joanne Schneider a special happy birthday for her. She is a big-time Cat Country listener, so tomorrow's her birthday, and she's going away on a cruise. Now, also, I want to be at Compass Massage Monday, March 15th, so I am going to be, and that's, I believe, a Monday, whatever that Monday is. So if I messed up on the 15th or the 14th, but that Monday of the 15th, I'm going to be at Compass Massage. So check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. I just got it revamped. Like my posts, like my YouTubes. I got lots of videos. And if you want a private session or a party, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And in person or over the phone, I'll do good by you. And as always, Mr. Joe Kelly, you and Cat Country, you are the best.